This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, an iconic American Family Farmer. The program here is aimed at being a voice of advocacy, if you will, for the family farm, the family farmer. There are lots of people who listen to this program over the weekend when it's on during the week and presented in podcast form as well. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you will be able to look at the archives of all of the conversations that we've had over the past almost 3 years doing this, presenting information, bringing people up to date, giving you advice, news about what's going on the farm from my perspective. And when you always have somebody who's an expert, for example, we're going to do have a conversation with Ben Rue, who's a country singer and a farming advocate. He has some pretty interesting talking points, actually. We need to keep ourselves sharp. It's hard work, 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week for the most part. And so when, you know, if you get a chance to just sit, listen, relax, read, whatever it is, I hope to present through the course of these programs ideas that will make your farm better and your future more sound. I think a lot of people in the immediate future are concerned about the toned-down farm bill, which is on track for the signing of the president. I think it will probably be next week, certainly before the end of the year, before Christmas. The enactment of this bill, however, is not going to end the debate over the legislation and how it sort of stays with what we have been doing, which is not good, frankly. It needs to be modified, and already is being modified. $87 billion a year. Farm subsidies changing. Expand the land idling conservation reserve by 3 million acres. And the people who are in the family can collect $125,000 a year in crop supports, nieces and nephews, cousins. It's garbage. These damn lobbyists and the lawmakers. It legalizes the one good thing that it does from my perspective. I don't like a lot of it. I don't like most of it, frankly. But it does legalize industrial hemp as a crop and installs the Department of Agriculture as its regulator. That, for me, is okay. As a matter of fact, it's going to help a lot of farmers become more viable. I'm going to grow hemp on my farm. I've been talking about this for a year. I've actually been planning for it for 3 years. I've got about 40, 50 acres of land in one particular place, in fact, that I've let stand idle, which has been good for it because it got rid of a lot of the weeds, and this was good to let it idle. And I've been spreading wood ash on this land in order to have it become more alkaline. It's like lime, easier to get a hold of, easier to spread, and it does the trick, frankly. I've become convinced of that. So if you have the ability to get wood ash in your area and you can put it on the land, I strongly advise it. Anyway, meanwhile, back to the farm bill. The farm bill has come out this week. There has been, I think, there are 56 House and Senate conferees that were in charge of doing the bill. And there's another initiative, however, from Congress to deal with the income, the impact of trade, this war with China, the difference in Canadian relationships and Mexican relationships. There's no safety net because the government has gotten involved in the life of the farm. There's no marketplace, Originally, it was done to supposedly help shore up the farmers' interest, but the money has all gone to these huge combines, and this is the outrage. This is what, and Trump and the Republicans, you know, they claim to have support from rural America, mid-America, but they've screwed the farmer over as bad as the Democrats have. These damn politicians and what they do and screw around with stuff like this, it's reprehensible, frankly. They've made the farmer almost dependent on a government welfare bill. That's what it is. That's kind of what it is. And then there's the welfare part of it as well, the SNAP part of it, the money that's put aside for people to get food stamps, that sort of thing. They've changed the requirement for work-capable adults from the age of 18 to 59 with children 6 or older to work at least 20 hours a week or spend the equivalent time in job training or workfare in order to get food stamps. That's a good move. And that passed in the Senate 86 to 11, that part of it. It's time we stop. That's the good thing, I think, about the focus of Trump and his people versus the focus of the previous administration. It was way too easy to get all kinds of stuff. Remember when Bill Clinton talked about having a hand up instead of a hand out? Obama got rid of that. It was all give it away, give it away, give it away. And I don't understand why people want to do that in the first place, other than to get votes. I guess that's a way of doing it. But it doesn't help. It hurts. Obviously, people who are younger, older, elderly are exempt from some of these requirements. But I find that this kind of stuff is good news for farmers and for the taxpayer because it's not right. It's not fair. So anyway, agriculture, the economy going down, foreign market development going down. I think there's too much conservation, too much focus on conservation and environmental stewardship. I think there needs to be a little bit less of that. Let's get to the practical side of getting out of the way, letting farmers do what they do best, and getting a fair price for it. And the government, though, is so involved, entrenched in these trade deals, and we do sell a lot of our product overseas. And it's stopped because for a long period of time, we've had interruption in it this year. So who knows what that's going to do to the bottom line when you do your taxes at the end of the year. Lots of subsidies, lots of money going. The consideration for these huge agribusinesses, I'm being redundant here, but I find it disgusting. The best thing about the bill is the hemp thing. Other than that, it's a piece of garbage as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so that's my review of the farm bill. In a moment, we're going to meet Ben Roo, who is from Silverton, Oregon. He's got a great story about farming, and he's got some great music. So we'll enjoy that as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. Let me help you get your body into a great place. If you are like me and you start eating a lot of things over the Christmas holidays, New Year's, that sort of thing, you started with Thanksgiving, maybe you're eating a lot of the things that you ought not to have in your body, and it's time for you to clean your body, to power wash your insides, if you will, with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, a game changer for those who want to be healthy. You'll start drinking Life Change Tea, you'll start feeling better, and you'll be telling other people about how much better you feel, how much more energy you have. That's how it works. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, gentle daily cleansing, which rids your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, a lot of the crap that comes from the food that's around that is not produced by our American family farmers. The stuff that's processed, that's not being done on the farm, being done in big factories. And all the pesticides and herbicides that go along with it make you sick. So, let's cleanse your body. Life Change Tea will do that. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and the tea gets shipped to you free. There are all kinds of great teas. Actually, benefits from Life Change Tea, but there are other good supplements that you can look over when you go to their website, getthetea.com. Buy Life Change Tea, cleanse your body, do a good job of getting the parasites out of your body. Psychologically, it's great for you as well. Good. Go get your tea at getthetea.com. Discount code DJV. Let me just make sure I'm giving you, yeah, it's the discount code DJV. Shipping the tea is free using that code at getthetea.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Herpazin L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpazin L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpazin L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpazin L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
I'm the river, I'm the rain, the lonesome whistle of a train. I'm the amber waves of green. I'm the highway, I'm the farm, the fertile fields and boulevards, the hand that rests over your heart. Oh, I'm
the it's a song called I'm America by Ben Rue, who is our guest today. Becoming a well-known country singer, farming advocate. You also are a spokesperson for Roche Diabetes Care. Do you have, I've forgotten, as I know we've talked before, whether you had diabetes or you had the problem in your family, Ben?
Yeah, well, I'm actually the first one in my family to have diabetes that I know of. But, yes, I've been working with Roche Diabetes Care for the last couple years as their spokesperson, and we've been doing a lot of really great things together.
What has it done to you, just the practical side? You're working on your family farm, you're out and about singing, you're performing. How does it slow you down, just as a matter of general interest? Because a lot of farmers have that problem, so wouldn't hurt us to spend a minute talking about it.
As far as diabetes goes, you're talking, Doug?
Yeah.
As I've said, you know, in a lot of these interviews, having diabetes is all about routine. And, you know, being on the road doing music, there's no such thing as routine. And, I'll be playing a show at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. And, you just really don't know when you're going to eat next sometimes or what, you know, what, if it's going to be healthy, you know. Sometimes we eat a lot of garbage food occasionally on the road, but it's all about testing myself as much as possible, and that's kind of a motto I've lived by forever. My mom, she's a nurse, and you know, she taught me young, you know, you pay for it now or pay for it later.
Well, yeah, that's part of the idea of taking care of yourself. In this circumstance, this is not something you could have done anything about, really. You can do, once you learn about it, you can modify what you eat and that sort of thing. But it's an important lesson for people. So I just want to call that to folks' attention. Ben Rue with us here on the American Family Farmer.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You got dreams that you've been holding back, ones that you ain't letting past you. You got cards that you ain't throwing down, hands that you ain't showing now, thinking you might lose. You're too afraid to try and let those tires ride down the road, but you don't know where it goes to. Let them loose, let them run, let them chase down.
Let them loose, let them run. This is a new song from Ben Rue, who's becoming quite a factor in the country music world. The new music. How, is this something? Are you a writer as well as a singer and performer? You come up with all your own tunes, or are you working with other folks, Ben?
Definitely collaborating with other writers. Nashville's full of much better writers than me. So it's a really cool town.
Give yourself credit. You've got stories to tell. That's what country music is all about. A lot of stories, great stories to be told. Tell us your story about being on the farm. You grew up on the farm and then got involved in music. But tell us your relationship, past and present, with your family farm.
Yeah, so my dad and my two older brothers, we've had a family farm for the last 60 years in our family. My dad's dad, and it's a grass seed farm out in Oregon, and I've been driving combine and swather and all sorts of tractors since I was about 6 years old, full time at 11. I was out there basically every summer since I was 11 years old.
Yeah, you and me both. That's a good. And what did it do except make you better, stronger in all aspects of life? Can you say that as comfortably as I can?
I think you hit it perfectly there, Doug. It's it kind of instills these hardworking values that you hope that your kids can have someday. It's something that we try to keep in our family as long as possible. It's very, very much a hardworking pride thing too, because we want to hold on to this family farm as long as we can.
Mm-hmm. What in terms of your farm now these days? How big is it? Where is it? That sort of thing.
Yeah, it's out in the hills of Silverton, Oregon area. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fairly modest farm. We have roughly 2,000 acres that we harvest every summer. And I come around when I can. You know, I'm out obviously on the road a lot or living in Nashville. But like right now, I'm back here for a little while, and it's a lot of prep work for next summer and just, you know, cleaning things up, getting things in order.
Yeah, does it give you, you know, a lot of people say, I've been doing this, I've been on the radio since I was a teenager, and that's a pretty long time, and I built up a fairly good reputation and a fairly large following, but I don't let, it doesn't mean anything. It has been vocationally great for me because it was something I was perfectly suited for. I found a job that I can make a few bucks at that I like doing, but I don't consider myself a celebrity. I get my hands out. As soon as I'm done off the air today, I'm getting on a tractor and raking hay. And it's the middle of December, and I'm raking hay to try to get what I can before, you know, everything is lost under a foot of snow.
I love hearing that. Yeah, no, I honestly, I didn't ever expect the music industry. It kind of just came out of nowhere. And when all that's said and done, like, I'm the thing I'm very proud about is all those years that I have been, you know, under my belt working with my family and my brothers, and it's something that I don't take for granted.
Well, you can't take it for granted, and that's the problem, I think, too much in America. The American family farmer is taken for granted, and that's why we find ourselves in the jam that we're in. Let's talk more about that as we continue. Ben Rue is here on this week's American Family Farmer. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take. Even if you're taking other medications, it's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code. And if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/15/18. See associate for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump using a deadly shooting in France yesterday to again call for a wall on the border with Mexico. The president tweeting a short time ago, quote, another very bad terror attack in France. We are going to strengthen our borders even more. 3 people were killed, a dozen wounded when a man opened fire near a Christmas market in the French city of Strasbourg. The suspected shooter is still on the run.
Michael and I have never talked about running for president, what that would look like.
Soon to be former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley on whether she may now consider a run for the White House.
Our lives have been such a fun surprise. The only decision I've made right now is that I'm looking forward to sleeping in.
Haley speaking on NBC's Today Show. No injuries or damage from the magnitude 4.4 earthquake that was reported this morning in eastern Tennessee. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Something's wrong. The way you say you miss me when I'm gone. The things you do show you care. You're always down for truth.
Country singer Ben Rue is here on the American Family Farmer this week. A song called I Can't Wait. Tell us the story behind the story with this song, Ben.
You know what, Doug? This is actually one that was brought to me. This is a friend of mine, Ryan Ogren, wrote this song, and it was one that I just, you know, I heard for the first time, and I was like, this is one that I think everyone will love the first time they hear it. And it ended up being my first single out to country radio, Sony Arista, and it did really well for me.
Well, nothing wrong with that. How do you find crowds when you go out and you're performing You seem like the sort of fellow, kind of guy that is going to talk to the audience. What do you, other than the music that they want to hear, what stories do they want to hear from you? If they know that you came to Nashville by way of Silverton, Oregon, youngest of three brothers on your family's grass seed farm, this is something that I would think would be intriguing to many of the people in your audience.
I think that's just it. If people want to, they want the genuine, the real stories, and you kind of got to filter it a little bit, you know. You don't have too much time to speak on stage. They mostly want to hear the music, but
yeah, right.
I think as long as you're just real with them and not some robotic character that's just running through the motions, that's the most memorable thing for me when I go to a concert and all the concerts I've ever been to. And I think, you know, Garth Brooks has been like one of the most real artists I've ever seen. Even Luke Bryan today, you know, he's just a goofball on stage, and I think that's what people love to see.
Yeah, we use a lot of his music here on this program as well because of his connection to the family farm. I'm not sure that I'm thrilled always with his association with some of the big agri-conglomerates, but I think he's a heart and soul sort of a guy. Who have you become friends with as a country performer, and who's got the same sort of background as you do when it comes to the roots?
Oh, man. Well, one of my very best friends in town for a while, his name's Carlton Anderson. He's a good old country boy from Cypress, Texas, and he's fairly new onto the scene. He's also with Sony in Nashville, just had his first single drop this last year, and he kind of reminds me of a young George Strait, but I think he's got a really bright future. And another good friend of mine that actually from doing shows, Brett Young. I've gotten to know him fairly well over the last year or so, and he played baseball, you know, in high school and college, just like myself. And he just seems like a very genuinely nice person. And
you went to Concordia on a baseball scholarship. I just didn't want to lose that thread as a country kid. Did you learn how to play on the farm? That's where I learned how to play baseball.
You know what's funny is to keep. And this, I'm not lying to you here, Doug. To keep my arm in shape, working on the farm, I would find rocks that were about the same size and weight of a baseball, and throw rocks them out in the field, because that would be bad for the swathers, of course. But just throw them across the road, throw them as far as I could. Sometimes just you kind of got to make do with what you have, and don't always have a glove on me, so they're always rocks, though. So
yeah, well, that's a good. How is the soil? Just out of curiosity, in that part of Oregon, I'm in Massachusetts, and in New England, we certainly have plenty of rocks, and some fields are more of a problem than others. But I wonder what the soil is like out in Silverton, Oregon.
You know, that we farm mostly up in the hills of Silverton. It's pretty rocky. There's a few good, very rich spots, but mainly in the valley, which is probably 10 miles away from us, is very, very rich soil. And you know, we live in a part of the country where we don't really yet have to irrigate, because we get just the perfect amount of rain to grow grass seed. And that's just kind of the reasons that it's the grass seed capital of the world.
Well, it's a fabulous area. I love that area. And there's plenty of moisture, that's for sure. So in terms of what you want people to know about your values, what do you think, what does Ben Rue think, and what does your family think is the biggest farming problem in our country? You heard as we were getting started, I did a review of what I thought of the farm bill. What is your family? What do you think about the farm bill and farming practices and farming problems, farming realities?
Well, the realities is with farming, it's just as big of a gamble as music. I mean, we don't know what the prices of grass seed are going to be 1 year to the next. So it's hard to kind of keep your faith sometimes. It's, you know, the prices of grass seed have dipped and peaked so many times over the last 10 years. And, you know, I'm not quite in it like my family is. So I,
are your brothers, you got a couple of brothers, are they on the farm all the time?
Yeah, I have two older brothers who are full-time on the farm, and my dad as well. He's kind of, he's sticking around as long as he can. And
yeah,
and who knows? I've always loved having part of myself and part of my heart on the farm, and I don't know where I'm going to be in 20 or 30 years, but I always believe that I will be around the farm, and who knows if I'll be a part of it or not.
Well, I hope that you are. I think that you need to be. There needs to be as
Absolutely.
Much outside as well as... Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying, like full-time. I mean, who knows where I'll be in 20 years as far as music goes. And, yeah, I may be, you know, have a calling back at the farm working. And there's just something about being outside and being a part of something that's, you know, that's family-oriented. You know, in the end, family is all that matters, so...
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and that's why I do this thing. The American Family Farmer is a labor of love. It's not a labor at all. Being on the farm is labor, but it's not, it isn't, a lot of times people think labor is punishment for doing, so I'm wrong. Labor is training for getting it right. It really is.
Yeah, well, that's true. And farming is just kind of a way of life, you know, that's what we've learned over the last...
It's getting lost in America. And that's why we need people like you to tell the stories. When did you start playing the guitar? Because I'm figuring you're like all the rest of the good country singers. You're standing up there with a guitar. How does that work for you? What'd you learn on?
You know, it wasn't until my brother started picking up guitar that I was like, you know, if he can do it, I can do it. Growing up with brothers, you're always competitive. So
right.
I always wanted to do anything he could. And so I taught myself on YouTube, a few chords in college. My freshman year, I got a guitar and went to the computer lab and learned a few chords here and there and wrote a couple terrible songs, but they were still mine nonetheless, and just got the whole thing started right there.
So let's I want to get a wrap on this by trying to have you put yourself, you just said something that intrigued me, actually. That's what I want you to talk about 20 years from now. What's the life, what's it like on the road, and what is your life like in 10 years or so? Can you keep this up? Like, look at Garth Brooks and George Strait and some of these other people that perhaps are mentoring you to a point. Let's talk about that in a moment. And also where you see yourself in the, you were talking about down the road being on the family farm. Where's the family farm going? It's Ben Rue who's here with us. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. We're doing a little philosophizing this week on the overview, and I hope that sets well with you. Getting closer to the end of the year, closer to Christmas time, it is a time for philosophizing, looking back on the year, looking ahead to the next year, and that's kind of the projection that I'm putting forth here with Ben on the American Family Farmer. If you want to leave a lasting impression, studies show that your smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. Your most unforgettable feature. I'm sure that Ben as a performer knows how important it is to have a great winning smile. The Power Swab system, first introduced about 8 years ago with a breakthrough. It's a patented teeth whitening technology developed by a dentist named Martin Ginniger. In fact, Dr. Ginniger's Power Swab's home teeth whitening product has been proven to whiten teeth as well as white strips, but far less expensively and with much less sensitivity, greater ease of use. To accomplish this, Power Swab's whitening products use a patented combination of clinically researched ingredients to reach between the enamel, break the molecular bond between positively charged molecules and negatively charged molecules, you may not give a darn about this. Maybe what you care about is your teeth getting white in 5 minutes. Maybe that's it. And there's no must. There's no must. There's just you snap open the Power Swabs tube, you whiten your teeth with it, and bingo. And then you keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days, and a couple of more degrees of betterment come. So when you crack your smile, you're going to have a lot of people saying, wow, Ben, your teeth, they look so great. And then they will be great because you're cleaning them up with Power Swabs. Better for your gums, too, to have healthy teeth. Let's call 800-208-1797 to get this exclusive deal. Dr. Ginniger says people that listen to this program can get his price, can get his product at half the retail price. And that is his price. His price to you is half price. By listening to this program, you entitle yourself to Power Swabs, cleansing your teeth. Good idea for a stocking stuffer, too, by the way. It won't offend anybody. 800-208-1797. The only way you can get this deal, half price, DJV, you can mention that, or Doug Steffen when you call that line. Get Power Swabs, cleanse your teeth beautifully at half price. 800-208-1797. Call now.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
We were on
song from Ben Rue called We Were Over. Want to tell us a little about that, Ben?
Yeah, that's a might be a true story there.
Really? And tell us the story.
I've lived in Nashville the last 7 years, and there's a girl that I was dating. And then we just had kind of a little summer thing, and it was great while it lasted, but it got a good song out of it, so that's all that matters.
Sounds like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I didn't bash her though. So
no, okay, all right, that's good. All right, so I put out there. We got about 60 seconds here to review where you think this is all going. Where is American farming going? Where do you think it's going? Where do you want it to go? What does Ben Rue think about the future of the American family farmer?
Man, I hope that people keep the faith and hold on to their land. That's one thing that I think Johnny Cash said, if he could do it all over again, he'd hold on to his land and buy more of it, because that's the only thing you can't get more of. We got what we got, and so I'm all with my brothers. I'm never selling out or getting rid of everything just for a buck.
Yeah. Well, that's what unfortunately is happening on a lot of family farms because of bad government policy, pressure, debts that have been generated by previous generations. In some circumstances, that seems to be the only option, but it's not the option I want to take either. Ben, you're a gentleman. Nice to meet you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. Country singer and farming advocate Ben Rue on the American Family Farmer.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do
try.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with some tips for those of you who are trying to develop a strong marketing plan, selling what you have. I am a retail guy as well as a wholesale guy, but mostly what I'm doing now is kind of combination of wholesale, but more retail. And I'm trying to develop a strong marketing plan. So I'm going to share with you some of the keys that hopefully will bring us all success. And I'll do that with you right after this.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on Omaha Steaks. The family gift package is the focus. Usually it's $195, now only $49.99. Order it right now and you get four hand-cut aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, two savory premium pork chops, four chicken fried steaks, four Omaha Steak burgers, four snappy kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus four more burgers free. That's Omaha Steaks. Enter the code DJV into the search bar, and you get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
All right, so in terms of marketing, do you have a marketing plan? If you're selling anything retail, if you're all wholesale, this probably isn't for you. But if you are using your farm as a sort of agritourism location, if you're selling milk like I have for years, raw milk and cheeses and that sort of thing, if you have products that you don't want to have a middleman involved in, all the produce that you grow, how are you marketing? What are you doing? I was looking over some of the folks that I know who have strong marketing plans, what their plans are, the action that they're going to take. It's been very hard for me to keep emotion out of what I'm doing because I'm so close to it, and you are too. Ben Rue and his family, you're just talking to them. We know that what we are doing is really significant and really great, but it gets a little top-heavy. So getting people to see objectively what you're doing, a marketing plan, takes some of the risk off of the table, especially important in today's economy, the ag economy. Agricultural rural policy is bad, so you got to help yourself. And the most useful tool for farmers is to communicate. Whether you're communicating with your banker or communicating with your public, you need to know what it is that piques their interest. And I think in the locavore movement today, I say this program is produced for the American family farmer, for people who are running farm businesses, and the locavores who use our products. And that's really who I'm focused on. I'm interested in children, interested in marketing to husbands and wives together. Yeah, but individuals too, young individuals, young millennials who are now coming back around. They've done the footwork. They're coming back around to understanding that what you're getting in the supermarket and the grocery store and the food store is garbage. But they also want to have something that's handy. They don't want to be going all over the place to get the food that is good for them. And so let them know there are a lot of, in my area anyway, there are a lot of farmers that are getting together, and they're developing kind of like Amazon, rural delivery to suburban delivery services, so that they'll deliver to you. If you have a CSA, for example, with a farmer, this guy up the street from me is big on CSAs. So instead of you going to the farm to pick up the produce, it's nice, it's a great activity, you got children, you ought to bring them to the farm, but if you can't, then they're putting the produce in the back of their pickup truck and bringing it to you. Pretty simple. You can order online, whatever you want. Make sure your social media presence is really up to snuff. Make sure that you, for example, you go to EastleyFarm.com, which is my website, and on Facebook it's Eastley Farm. You look at what we have there. You know what we're selling. Have everybody know what you're selling. Make it easy for them to get it, and if you can, deliver it to them. That would be my advice for marketing. Doug Steffen, always full of advice. Based on experience.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.